Do you ever use look here, jokingly, seriously? If you, you might tell someone, look here. No.
Well, very seldom, if ever. I'm afraid I would use oh now look instead in a similar context.
Now, someone's asked you the frequency, or you're asking someone the frequency he let's say he goes out. You'd say,
how often?
Yeah. And I say, I'm not going to do that. And you agree. You say,
no, you shouldn't.
No, you're. And this,
oh, no, I won't either.
This is my
forehead.
This is my left ear. This is my
right ear.
If I didn't shave for a long time, I'd grow a
beard.
This is my
lip, mouth.
Yep. One of these is a
tooth.
And two of them?
Teeth.
Above the teeth?
Gum.
Would you use singular? Or would you say gums or gum?
I guess plural more often, gums.
This part of my hand is a
palm.
This is a
fist.
Two?
Fists.
Sometimes call this an elbow, a knee, an ankle, but you might say I have pain
joints.
In my... This is my...
Chest.
These are my...
Shoulders.
Someone's quite... gets around a lot, but an old person or a young person, you might say the person is what?
Gadabout?
No, this is quite physically active, you know. Have you used spry or peppy or any of those terms along with some of that?
Of course, I'm familiar with them, but I don't think I use them, no.
Okay. If someone, moving man came in and picked up, two moving men came in and picked up the piano, you say, those men certainly are?
Husky.
Do you ever use the word stout to mean that? What does the word stout mean to you?
Heavy. Fat.
What else might you say besides husky, though? You might say they certainly
strong.
Are.
Strong.
Person is frightened, he might say, I'm what?
Scared.
Or I'm...
Afraid. Or modern slang, chicken, I suppose.
Okay. Negative of used to be. She used to be, and then you used to negative.
Didn't used to be.
Person who is not careful is
careless. Careless.
Something that is quite peculiar. Say, my, that's what. That's
odd
or
unusual.
What's that with a Q?
Queer.
Okay. Now,